No. It changed some because some white people really like black people. Some. But the majority doesn't. It's just a few. The majority does not. And they don't even know why. They don't even know why, just like our kids don't know why they have the feeling they have. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't want their kids to socialize with the black kids. Okay? They do not want their white kids to socialize with white. It's a few of them, may. You know that, and I know that. What's changed? What's changed for us to better? Now, all I'm saying right now, what we got to do is better ourselves. We don't have to live with a white man to better ourselves. We can live with ourselves and better ourselves. All we got to do is help each other. You know what I mean? Just like if a mother got a job, you take care of my kids whilst I'm working, okay? Right. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like I remember there was always like Granny Jenkins.
Yeah.
She was an older lady and everybody gave a little bit of money and she watched all the kids.
Right, and your mother can go to work.
Right.
But now, you got to pay $150 a week for your child. What's $150 coming from a week when you make a little minimum wage? You don't have that kind of money. And the government, they don't have, we don't have daycare. So they're screwing you down. So what you got to do is to get together and help yourself. Because if you don't get together and help yourself, you're going to be in big trouble. Because the green card people that took the jobs that you used to get, the porter jobs and things like that, forget it. There's no maids coming up anymore. You got the green card people sleep in. And you know why they sleep in? Because they don't have no place to sleep. So they're happy to sleep in the house and take care of the people for nothing. You understand?
They have to pay no rent.
That's right. That's right. Patty had one living with her.
So what? They just send all the money home?
Yes. Or if they don't send it home, they bank it. To go at, you see all these businesses with these green card businesses all over the place? Where you think they get the money from? They pool their money. That, you know, Marshy's had that place on Marinette Avenue over there. That was a huge room. There are four men living in there. And you know where they work at? That Chinese Peace Go Street. Now how much do they pay? And you know what? When people rent them apartment and thing, they don't say we want $60 a month. We want a head. The apartment owner rent it to them. If you got six people in there, you got to give me so much a head a week. Okay? So you can't get no place to live up here anymore because they're not going to rent it to you. They rent it to you. So how is that helping us? How is that bettering us? Okay, we are a black person. You want an apartment. You want an apartment to be nice, don't you?
Right. They don't want to rent it to you anyway because they think you're going to beat it up.
No, they don't rent it to you because they want it for the green card people. Because if a black person move into an apartment, they don't want to take two or three people in it with them. They want to be in there and fix it up, have it nice. That's why. Not because that you're going to mess it up. It's because you just going to be in there by yourself, be Miss Fancy Pants, okay? But if they rent it to a green card person, he's going to bring in about maybe about four persons, or five people in a three-room apartment, okay? Then they're going to get more money for it. That's why you can't get an apartment. Not because you're going to mess it up. Because you're not going to pay the money that they can get out of apartment. Yeah. You can't get no apartment any place anymore. Green card person get that person first.
So do you think it's fair that there's like immigrants here and they're not legal and they get to work and make money and then send it home?
I go